This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Misery left me alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm
not living the WIP the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, of course. 5:30 Creed. 2:30 Tupac.
And we're shedding tears.
Yes, so many tears. So many tears. So many tears for sure. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the Marks difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies fire Rob Thompson is the first Twitter question we are at. Now, your opinion, Ike, I think we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think we're both...
I'm going no.
Surprisingly, yeah. No. Now, they have it. They have a limited number of extreme things they could do.
I wanted him fired last year,
yes.
But I don't want him fired this year.
But there's a difference in how last year ended and how this year ended.
I agree.
Truthfully, I do think overall, but the Twitter question is, do you want to guess where the Twitter is at?
Well, I would imagine. I think there are, Topper has a good amount of support. I just don't know how much of it shows up today in this poll. So I say it's leaning in the favor of... move on from him, I'll go 64%.
60.5%. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I think
even that says something the day after a loss.
That it's only 60%.
It's only 60%. Yeah. Yeah.
I think two things. I think one, that or it is one issue, and there's two factors to it. They need to be a better, fundamental, smart baseball team. Mm-hmm. They are bad in too many different ways. They're bad base runners. We had the rundown issue. They don't seem to know situational baseball at all. So that is a reflection on him. I also think, to an extent, it's a reflection on the players that are on the roster. You need to, when they start talking about, and I know we're not there emotionally yet, but when they start talking about ways to remake this roster, you need more limited guys that are like that. You know, you look at the Dodgers, and Teoscar Hernandez is like that. He's a bad fielder, you know, and he's, you know, maybe not the most fundamentally sound baseball player, but the rest of those guys, I think, are. And we have to approach it from a, not we're the big stars, we can do whatever we want. We have to approach it from a, this is a team built on pitching. It's built on starting pitching. And you can't have bad fielders behind you, and you can't be giving up a run here and a run there when you're going to want to win 3-2 games, because one run will kill you, like we saw in two separate games. So I don't think they should fire Rob Thompson, but I think they, when they think about constructing this roster for next year, we need more players who play baseball, I hate to say it, the right way.
Yeah.
You know,
the more Baders.
Well, look at the he struck out in Bader's pinch hit. Mm-hmm. Appearance last night. And I know we all thought he was going to be the hero there. I thought he was going to be the hero. But look at that at bat. He, first of all, he got it to 3-2. He fouled off five straight pitches waiting for his pitch. And then you compare that at bat to the at-bats that Marsh had, the at-bats that Schwarber had, the at-bats that even Bryce had, the at-bats that Trey had. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more guys who go in there and think that way and think the game that way. And I think that is it's a Rob Thompson thing, but I also think it's the players that you have on the team.
So I guess every player is a little different, but I would ask you, Fritzy, from a talent standpoint, how much more difficult is it for a guy with more talent as a hitter to be that fundamentally sound versus somebody who has to rely on that to be a Major League Baseball player? Some guys need to rely on all the fundamentals of the game to be a good player because they're not physically as talented as others. And then you have the natural athletes, the guys that are just more physically gifted that don't have to be as fundamentally sound. So I'm wondering, I know Marsh doesn't fall in that category, but when you're talking about Bryce and Trey and guys like that, I wonder how hard is that to switch over to someone that approaches an at-bat like a Bader?
Yeah, it's almost just like you have to, for me, it's almost like you have to find players that can do what Bader does rather than try to change players.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you can just change guys. I think you almost...
Especially at this stage of their career.
And with Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, it's almost like you're going to let them kind of do what they want. It's just like, if you can find... The biggest thing the Phillies have to find is players that can do... that aren't one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think there are a lot of... Cassianos is a one-dimensional guy. Bohm is close to a one-dimensional guy, even though his defense is more improved, but he's close to one-dimensional. I mean, you could say, I still think Stott can be both. I know I think we just believe in Stott as a city.
I don't know why.
Well, but
I mean, I like Stott, but I think he is what he is.
But let's look at the guys.
He's
that
never going to be Chase Utley.
No,
well,
no,
yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's the goat right there. He's probably rooting for the Phils last night. What do you think? Like,
but he is that kind of player. He's not a one-dimensional player. I don't think Stott. When you look at the bench, right? We have Sosa is a. Is a complete baseball player, but Weston Wilson is a one dimensional mm-hmm. player. Otto Kemp is a one dimensional player. You know those guys. You're nervous wherever they are in the field.
Yeah.
And it's not just fielding. It's just the way that you approach the game. And I think when you have young players around veteran players that don't approach the game the right way,
it must.
And, you know, I think it's all of them. And when we're talking about one-dimensional players, this is why you have to think hard about the Kyle Schwarber thing. Because what you are committing to from a salary standpoint in a team that is already extended pretty far from a salary standpoint is a DH who hits home runs, who may not thrive against great pitching. So when you think about spending money, do you want to pay a guy, and I'm not against bringing Kyle Schwarber back, but do you want to pay a guy $30 million for 4 years to be a DH, or do you want to get two players who are complete baseball players that can help your roster? Because we were saying yesterday, it's not about the top that we saw in the difference about the Dodgers, not even about the bottom, it's about the middle. It's about they have more Bader type, that level of player all throughout the lineup than we do. You know, whether it's Will Smith or Páez or Kiki Hernandez or all of those guys, you know, so it's a roster thing. And I think but I think Rob Thompson, too, needs to make it important. I think he and the leaders on the team,
the little things.
Yeah. To make it
like I'm not in the blank check mode for Schwarber.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in the give him whatever he wants. I love Kyle Schwarber. I really do. I think he is. You saw the impact in game 3, but it is a DH. Like it's something you can find out there, and they got to get deeper with better players. Now it's hard to replace him because it's 56 home runs, which probably settles at what, 45 next year?
No, even if it was 40.
Yeah.
40 to 45.
Well, when you look at his entire career, it's probably 40.
It's 40.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I say to that, and I'm not somebody you have to bring Schwarber back. To me, it's the production that I'm focused on. If he's the only power source on the team, you want to get rid of Casty. Everybody seems to think Bryce is declining, so you're not getting much power out of him. Like, where's your power source coming from if you don't have a home run hitter on the team? Like, who's generating the three-run shots and all of that? Who's doing all of that for you?
Well, I also think that can be done by I think if you replaced three players on the team mm-hmm. with a player that is 20% better at hitting home runs and replaced Schwarber with a guy who hits 30,
okay. How do you replace 20% better than Castellanos? That's 20-some home runs, right?
Right. But even at third base, we had 11 home runs out of third base.
Sure.
You know,
but that's the easy one to replace.
Yes.
From a home run standpoint.
Yeah. Left field. We didn't get any power out of left. Really, when you look at... Now, when you combine Kepler and Castellanos, Kepler hit, what, 15 home runs. Castellanos will hit 20, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. But, you know, maybe you're losing. Maybe you have 10 fewer home runs, you know. But we're already saying that Schwarber isn't going to hit 56 again, too. So can you get... Can you, in building the roster... Again, I'm not against having Schwarber on the roster.
That's fine. Yes. I'm just saying, but you're still replacing.
Yes.
You're replacing production yes. that's there.
Can we find
production,
a way?
By the way, production on a team that won 96 games.
Yeah, 100%.
So when we think about this team was one game away from winning the most games in baseball.
Yep.
Think about that. And we're talking about replacing three or four guys in the lineup with somehow better production.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's much harder to do than bringing guys back.
I agree.
Than keeping talent that you have.
But I also think, can you save runs by putting a guy in right field who can field the position? Can you save runs by putting a guy at third base who is a plus fielder rather than a neutral fielder?
Well, how much better at third base are you going to get defensively?
Well, I don't know. We'll
a gold glove over there?
I don't know. We'll have to look at who's there. Right field.
Well, that matters, though. I'm saying
I know.
If you want to replace the guy, you got to replace. And the cost. So you're bang for your buck.
Yes.
You're getting. Mm-hmm. Boehm only costs you $9 million.
I know.
It don't cost you $30 million.
I know.
So you're bang for your buck.
I know.
Are you getting that as well?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. When you're a GM, that's a lot to have to replace.
I agree.
On a team that's one win away from having the most wins in baseball.
I agree.
You're tinkering with a roster.
What the
you would better be good. You better be right when you go to replace these guys.
I agree. But you would also, and they're also in the position with these guys where it's not just Bryce who you think about being in decline.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber, who knows? You know, he should age well, but he's the same age as Bryce is. And he's a bigger body, which doesn't always age the same way. You know, Trey is 33. You know,
finding a 27, 28-year-old that plays at their... Like, Trey's an MVP candidate.
Yes.
So my only thing is that I don't want to step back, is what I'm saying. Unless you're giving me a bunch of players that I'm going to have locked up for the next 5 years that I know is going to give me that production that's going to shorten this rebuild / retool stage to get me back to the postseason, I just don't know how you when you're trying to make over a team that has been in a regular season as successful as they are, it's you see what I'm saying? Like that's hard to do. Like that's like taking a 15-2 football team and saying because they didn't win the Super Bowl, we need to change up everything. Like we need to change up everything. Like okay, the team you put together is going to be better.
Well, and how about the Minnesota Vikings change quarterbacks on a 14-3 football team?
Yeah,
now might work out, might not work out. I don't know.
They're not going to be better than 14-3.
No,
that's the damn sure.
No, but maybe who knows? And look, it turns out Sam Darnold's actually going to be good, and maybe that was a mistake. Maybe it ends up being a mistake letting Schwarber walk. Maybe at the end of all of this, Schwarber gets 3 years, $90 million, and we're not. You know, and we're not talking about it. I don't know. I don't know how much the playoffs hurt his market. And I've said from the beginning, I think there was a moment where I think we were all overshooting the Schwarber market. That it maybe got a little crazy during his heat, and maybe it's just not as big as we think it is. I mean, Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to sign Pete Alonso, but Pete Alonso wanted three years, 90, but couldn't get it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Alonso also plays first base and is a more consistent or as consistent from a production standpoint as Schwarber is.
If they replace Kyle Schwarber with Pete Alonso.
No. It's wrong kind of guy. Wrong kind of guy.
You want to talk about
Nate? He's going to be the right kind of guy, right?
Well, he's the clubhouse. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, then we got that part.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy. He's just the...
In a perfect world, sign both of them.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, yeah.
But he can't.
Well, where are you going to...
I know.
Yeah, where are you going to put him?
It's almost like I want Schwarber and another guy. Like, yeah. That's almost where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You're pitching a set?
Pitching set. Bullpen's okay. Actually in a really good spot. You need to sign one righty, because you probably have to... Like, Kirkering, who knows what he looks like next year after what happened last night.
Do you think they pick up Alvarado? Alvarado's option is $9 million. Do you think they pick that up?
Might as well.
I feel $9 million also feels high. So
yeah,
I think he can come back. I don't know if they pick it up.
Okay,
but I think there's a very realistic chance he's back.
I would bring him back.
But yeah, at least you have Duran at the back of the bullpen, which you feel good about. You have Strom's it there at $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who else? You said Kirkering. Who else am I thinking? Who else is? It was for sure there. No one's
Banks.
Banks.
Banks will be back. Yeah. It's really just you got to get one guy to consistent righty to get the ball to Duran.
Yep.
Like, that's an imperative, because we have no idea what Kirkland's going to look like anymore.
Well,
that could have been a career ender.
It could. I mean, it could be one of those things where it's moments like that that create yips. I mean, Nick Anderson, not to bring a basketball thing into it, Nick Anderson missed a few free throws, could never shoot free throws again for the rest of his career, was shooting 50, was an excellent shooter, and it ruined him. You know, I hope it doesn't ruin Kirkering. We'll play it later. I was crushed watching him talk after the game. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was, he went there and he took it. He answered the question straightforward. I hope he can get through it. He looked like he was being supported by his manager and by his teammates. But we're all playing that play in our heads over and over again. How many times do you think he's going to play in his head?
Oh,
you know, I mean, he'll never stop.
His life,
He'll never stop playing in his head, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, you'll never get rid of that one.
No.
No, you'll never. To have the season end that way, how could you? Like, you'll never forget about that one.
Well, because
it's not a game in a regular season. That's the season ending.
Dude, he's gonna be looking at the ball.
Yeah, that's the ending of the season. Yeah, you'll never get that out.
He's gonna be looking at the ball flying over JT's head for
over and over again. And just say,
why didn't I throw the ball to first base? I get
Just why didn't I just?
He's
throw
asked
it to first?
Himself that 1,000 times already.
Well, and the still image of JT pointing to first.
Yeah,
and him
that you
looking.
Made sure we all saw.
Yeah. Oh. I drag everyone down with me.
That's the tattoo, Jack.
What?
Pa has halfway to first.
Yeah.
JT pointing to first.
And Ryan saying, nope.
Yeah.
Coming right to you,
right
big
you,
fella.
Right to you, JT.
Right to you, big fella.
Just throw it to first base.
Yeah.
Just throw it to first base.
Do we have Costos?
Yeah.
Is he
there? Let me talk to him.
Oh, you didn't even talk to him yet?
Nah. We're all going through it today.
Okay.
He's going to come in so happy because the little Giants won. He's going to.
Well, he still hates Dable. I don't know how happy. I'm sure he'll be happy.
He'll be happy about Dart.
I'm sure. Yeah. They have to be.
He's there. He's very happy. Right. Celebratory. Yeah.
Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, disgusting Giants fan, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Of course, you can listen to You Better You Bet weekdays and bet You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11-1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Hey, Costos.
What's up, guys?
I don't know.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing today?
How are
it's great
you?
To be on.
Yeah.
A great sports day in New York.
Yeah, we're not doing great.
I'm sure it is.
We're not doing great.
Say this, man, because I've been coming on the show, Spike, since before that you were on it.
Yeah.
And I take my lumps single time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
Like a man.
Yes.
I'll just say this.
Yep.
I had forgotten how good it feels to kick the Eagles' ass. which is what happened last night. And it was amazing.
You must
and absolutely loved it. Wow. Oh, I did. Now, like, I'm not a Phillies hater, so, like, I can't say I took relish in what happened with the Phillies last night, but I did enjoy the Eagles losing to my New York football Giants tremendously after the Eagles have kicked our ass for years. It was nice to get a little bit of comeuppance last night.
Well, and you got Scataboo and Dart headbutting each other, and I do have to ask you, if there's one thing you're embarrassed about last night, it has to be Brian Daboll trying to get Dart out of the blue tent when he's in concussion protocol during a football game. That's the most desperate move I've ever seen by a coach in my 49 years.
It was like seen out of like a Judd Apatow comedy. It was like, yeah. That was like a clown car in the medical tent. It was like the doctor, the independent neurologist, Dart, Scataboo. I think Odell Beckham might have been in there.
Yeah.
The guy that just gave him the 6-game suspension. And I'm pretty sure Jason Kelsey's in there because he's everywhere.
Right.
And Jason Kelsey was probably there also. And maybe a member of the Eagles. But look, that was a desperate yes. Would you want your job riding on Russell Wilson?
Well, that one throw. I mean, it looked like Russell Wilson didn't want his job riding on Russell Wilson.
But like, and you guys are watching the game. It was like, but like, you know, Dart goes into the tent. And it would be one thing if Jameis trotted out there. Because like the crowd would have roared. If
right. They would have cheered.
But Russ goes out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the energy vacuum. Like he's the living, breathing. Like he's like, I'm going to make a really nerdy reference, right? It's like a Dementor in Harry Potter. He sucks the happiness out of everything. Like that, and immediately, incomplete pass on a wrong route. It's just like, get this guy out of there. Get Dart back in the game. Look, the Eagles are still better than the Giants, and I know that, and I don't want to get too crazy because they play in a couple of weeks in Philadelphia. Probably will have a different result in that game. But for one night, I'll allow myself to be living large and fat today. I absolutely love it.
Wow.
Well, congratulations,
wow.
I guess. I'll let you have your moment.
Thank you.
We're more upset at the Eagles than we are about the Giants. We're just upset at the Eagles, period.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Spike, you're a big Metallica fan, right?
I am.
Me
is
too.
Is your favorite song Orion's Belt?
It is not. It is not. Enough.
Wow.
Enough. Leave the Orion thing alone, the poor guy. Yeah.
I do feel terrible for him.
Yeah, because Costa's a Yankee fan, not a Met fan, thank God. So there's not, we don't have that natural rivalry.
Oh, and when the Phillies play the Mets, unless I bet on the Mets, I root for the Phillies. Okay. I have no ill will towards the Phillies. Also, we beat you in the World Series in 2009.
Okay.
It happened.
It did.
I'm not making that up. It happened.
So we can't ask you your Eagles pick because that game is over. What are your two best games this weekend?
All right, so let's go to Sunday Night Football, guys. And it looks like Xavier Worthy is going to play for the Chiefs. That was the report today. He missed practice yesterday. He matters a lot, obviously, for Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense. And it's not just that Kansas City's offense is big time back on track, and that does matter quite a bit. But it's the really injury-ravaged state of this Lions secondary. Down its top two corners in this game, Terry and Arnold, and DJ Reed, who's on injured reserve. I think the Chiefs kind of name their score in this game. Lean towards the over also, but love Kansas City. Give me the Chiefs to win the game. If you want to lay the 2.5, that's okay also. But Kansas City to win the game on Sunday night against the Lions. And if I give you one more, let's go to, because I like a couple things this weekend. How about, can we go to Monday night or no?
Sure.
Sure.
I like the Bears +4.5 against the Washington Commanders on Monday night. I think that you will get a Bears offense coming out of the bye week with Ben Johnson, an offense that will lean on the younger players like Luther Burden and Colston Loveland and Kyle Manungai a little bit more. And I think that's a really good thing. And I do think that the Commanders should be able to win the game, but Terry McLaurin's not going to play in the game. So I think the Bears will keep it close on Monday night. So Sunday night, I like the Chiefs laying it, and I will take the points with the Bears on Monday night.
Let me ask you a betting specific question at about 4.5, because it was always a Bill Simmons thing that he would always stay away from anything between 4 and 5.5. He would call it the Vegas zone. Oh, so that is not something you buy into.
I like Bill Simmons, and I consume his content, and I was reading Bill 20 years ago.
Yep.
It's I like his NBA stuff. His top. I like Bill Simmons, respectfully with this stuff. He does not know what he's talking about.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I think he's a legend.
Yeah, for sure.
What does that mean? You shouldn't bet things 4.5 or 5. I don't even understand what it means.
But he just always said it, so I always thought it, I was listening to him the same time you were 20 years ago.
So the thought is, because to be fair, Spike, that is what we call the dead zone, right?
Yep.
So it's like in between 3.5 and 5.5.
Right.
Where it's kind of like the book saying, like, hey, like, we know the team that's favored is better than a field goal, but maybe not quite 6 points good. So, yeah, like, those games become a little bit hard to predict. It doesn't mean you shouldn't bet them, though, is what I would say.
And is there a prop or two you really love?
Yeah, let's go to the Seahawks-Jaguars game on Sunday afternoon in Duval, where Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I think we need to start thinking about JSN guys in the same way we think about, like, the Ja'Marr Chases.
Dude, he's a buck 20 every game. It's unbelievable.
I was going to make an A.J. Brown joke. But
all right. Yeah, leave it alone. He had 80 last night.
So JSN's receiving yards prop is 76.5 right now at BetMGM. Yeah, and like, look, he can go under. I don't say this to be like it is guaranteed that he will go over. Like, things happen, he could get hurt. You know, anything can happen in the game. I think we've just reached a point, though. And look, like, sometimes you'll see, like, Ja'Marr Chase, right? His receiving yards prop will be in the low 70s. That's when, like, Jake Browning's the quarterback. Or for Justin Jefferson, if it's J.J. McCarthy, it'll be in the 70s. Like, this is Sam Darnold playing out of his mind right now, and it's 76.5. And the Jaguars' defense is tough, but it ain't that tough. I think the first digit has to be at minimum an 8 for JSN. So let's go over Jaxon Smith-Njigba receiving yards, guys, on Sunday.
All right, Nick. Well, congratulations on your Giants. I hope it is short-lived. Yeah, well, most likely.
It will be. Yeah. It will be, is my guess.
Dable's trying to get Jaxon Dart killed, trying to save his job out there. I mean...
I texted that to you, man. Like, an Ike. Like, I'm what? Like, it's... He comes out, okay, like, he's not concussed, but he had to go into the blue medical tent to get checked for a concussion. And immediately, here's two design quarterback runs. Like, he's brain dead. And I'm not talking about the guy with the brain injury. I'm talking about the coach calling the plays. What the hell is he thinking? Like, and that's the one thing, and I've said this on a bunch of radio interviews today. Like, it's one thing for Dart to play with reckless abandon. Like, you can kind of excuse it. The coach is, like, leaning into it. Dart is not making it through the season if this is what it's going to be. And I say, take no pleasure in saying that, but how is he going to stay healthy if this is what it is?
Yeah, he's a good runner, but he's not physically built to get hit by NFL players as much as he's getting hit.
It's not like, and Cam Newton.
He doesn't slide. He doesn't, you know, he's a fun player to watch. He's a Giant. I'm not happy about it. I could imagine liking watching him play, but it would make me nervous, him running around the way that he does.
For sure.
All right. Kostos, well, thank you, and we will talk to you again next week.
Looking forward. Do you have, like, can I give you like 15 seconds on the Eagles quickly, or you got to go?
Yeah, 15 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, 15 seconds. So, like, I know things have been bad. I'm curious what it's going to be like. They need Landon Dickerson back. Obviously, got to get Nolan Smith back. Like, I don't feel like anyone's talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I do feel that when Jacorian Bennett's back off IR, the guy they traded from the Raiders, I think he will supplant Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo and be better than them as the number two corner. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
I disagree.
Analysis.
Yeah.
Giants fan.
Get out of here, loser. Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Elliot's here next. You happy about that, Jack?
Yeah,
you are? Okay.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be too annoying on the Phillies.
Nah, I talked to him last night. He was reasonable about
listen,
the Phillies.
It just, when one season ends like that, it's hard not to feel it. You know, sometimes you got to put your little bits aside.
Yeah, I don't think he felt
no, that. I know. I
yeah,
think
he felt that last yeah, year. He didn't feel it.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So Elliot will join us next. We are continuing. We have a lot today. The Philly season ends. The Eagle season heads in the wrong
falling
direction.
Apart.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Elliot will join us next. We'll also discuss when there's a day, there's an AJ tweet. There's an AJ tweet. We'll talk about that next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.